We are learning Masechtas Kedushin, Daf Lamed Hey Amud Aleph, and we are beginning six lines from the top. 5 lines from the top, Rabbi Yechonon ben Breika. So far, we learned that a mitzvah asei shazman grama is potter, a lady is potter from the mitzvah asei shazman grama. What's the makar? From tefillin. And the Mara Kasha, why don't we learn Yechayev from Matzah and from Hakel, both are mitzvah asei shazman grama, and you're still chayev there? Mara says, because it's Shnei Ksuvim Balkech V'Melamdim. Mara Kasha, what about after Nadi Yomai, the holds, V'Melamdim, what do you do then? The Gemara V'Melamdim, what do you do? And the Gemara didn't answer that question yet. Then the Gemara says, how do you know Mitzvah Seish Eloi Zohar Grama No Shema Chayobes? How do you know the Chayiv on Mitzvah Seish Eloi Zohar Grama? Mara says, learn from Meir of Mish Ima V'Avatiro. And the Gemara said that that's what we learn out from. And Mara says, why don't we learn from Talmud Torah that you're Potter? Mara says, because Talmud Torah and Pidin and Talmud Torah and Puravu are Shnei Ksuvim Balkech V'Melamdim. So Gemara says, "Fear of Yechon ben Breika, the whole proof of who Yechayev." So what's the Shnei Ksuvim Balkech? The Gemara says, "Shnei Ksuvim Balkech." It is Talmud Torah Pidin Aben. So now we're up like this. The Gemara's a cash like this. We learn Yechayev by mitzvah sasayishas lo yizman grama from where from Meira from Tirau from the you have to fear your parents. L'chayev fear of Yechon ben Breika. You also have another chiyev. Pruvu is chayev. And l'chayev should be Shnei Ksuvim Balkech. Beim Lamdim is Hailer at Yechayev from mitzvah sasayishas lo yizman grama. I have Puravu and Moira took Suvim Bankechad. Follows on top, end of the line. Yechim, I break it. Now I mean, I have a Puravu and Moira take Suvim Bankechad. Let Puravu and Moira be two Suvim Bankechad. The Imelamdim, Moira says, no, it's not Imelamdim because you need both of those Psukim. Why? Tzrichi, you guys are coming on Moira. You wouldn't be able to learn out Puravu from Moira. Why? If you like to say Puravu, have a minute, you would say, since the Pasuk by Puravu says for the Kafshua, Amarachmana, which is going on conquering the land, which means that the humans will rule over the land, but the Kafshua is ongoing on the man. Ish adarka lekavish, ish is derech to conquer. In, he's chai of Puravu. That's a, in that pasuk it says the mitzvah Puravu. Ish is then darka lekavish, loy. It's not a derech for ish to conquer, and therefore maybe you say, she's not chai of Puravu, therefore you need a pasuk that says, that says that even ladies are chai. Because of Puravu, you wouldn't be able to learn out from there. The ladies are chayav mitzvah says as lo yizman grama, and learn out Meira from there. So like some Meira, Havamina, you would say that ladies not chayav in yiras of vimei. Why? Havamina ish the sipu will lasa as ish always has the power to do honor his parents. In he's chayav. But isha they ain't sipu will lasa. But isha the after gets married, she doesn't have the power to mechamed her parents whatever she wants. They ain't sipu will lasa. It's loy. Maybe you think that there's no mitzvah kibbutzim for her. So Kamash Lam, that's me both psukim, the psukim of Meira and the psukim Puravu. We keep them in fear of the Gemara. We keep them in the Sibyl Lass is Lloyd's Chayev, shouldn't be Chayev at all, Klal, Tzricha. Yitaka need both Puravu and Meira, and therefore, since you need both of them, therefore, since you need Puravu and Meira, therefore you could learn out from them, and you learn out from there that Mitzvah Sasei, so Lloyd's on Groma is Chayev. But the Gemara says like this, back to the Kasha, original Kasha, why don't we learn from Talmud Torah that's a mitzvah saseh shaloy ezvah grama, and there you're potter. So we said, because Talmud Torah and Pindir Aben, or Talmud Torah and Puruvu. So how do you command them a shnei ksuvim balkechad eimelamdim? We said, because shnei ksuvim balkechad eimelamdim, that's why you learn from Talmud Torah that you're potter. Elamand eimelamdim, both of you mandem holds, that you could be melamed, mayik lemeimar. So basically right now we have two Kashas, both Fidamand Yom and Melamdin. If you're Melamdin, everything's good. But if you're Melamdin, you have a kasha. First of all, why do we learn out from Matzah and Hakel that a mitzvah saseh shah is man grama noshim achayavos? And why do we learn out from Talmud Torah and Pindir Aben that mitzvah saseh shah loya is man grama than noshim apotu? And the opposite of what our Mishnah said. Omarava, Pupunoi yadil atayim al hamilsa. Pupunoi, the people from Pupunoi could explain the reason for this. Who is Pupunoi? Manu of Achav Yaakov. The Pupunoi of Achav Yaakov, like Rashi explains, Pupunoi is Talmidim Shiv Pupunoi. It's a place. And Manu of Achav Yaakov, that he lived in Pupunoi. Sakaponim. So he knows Pshat. What's the Pshat? He's the drosh like this. So in the pasuk of Tefillin, it says Man Tia Teres Hashem Aficha. Hooks are called Tera Kula Tefillin. The whole Torah is Hukas to Tefillin. Mat Tefillin Mitzvah Saseh Shem Man Grama Noshem Vaturois. Just like Tefillin, which is a Mitzvah Saseh Shem Man Grama, and there Noshem Vaturois. So we dash and have called Mitzvah Saseh Shem Man Grama Noshem Vaturois. The same thing. All Mitzvah Saseh Shem Man Grama Noshem Man Potter. So the kasha was that learn from Matzah and Hakel that you should be chayiv. No, we have here a hekesh. A hekesh is stronger than a mamatzinu, and that tells us to learn from Tefillin that mitzvah saseh shazman grama is potter. And once we know that, so I learn out from Talmud Torah that mitzvah saseh shaloy zman grama you potter. No, because in the hekesh also teaches us that since you have to have a hekesh to say that you're potter by mitzvah saseh shazman grama, it comes out that a mitzvah says shaloyaz agrama ladies a chayiv. Who in mitzvah says shaloyaz agrama nashim v'turois. Nachlal mitzvah says shaloyaz agrama nashim chayavis nashim v'chayiv. So like bottom, that's the sug. So honichal, that's only good when you use the hekesh. Elamad yom tefillin mitzvah says shaloyaz agrama. If you hold tefillin is mitzvah says shaloyaz agrama. Elamad yom tefillin mitzvah says shaloyaz agrama. If you hold tefillin is a mitzvah that's not as agrama. My ikel meima, what are you going to say? What are you going to say if it's a mitzvah that says shaloyaz agrama? Man shamalei, because he holds mitzvah zaragrama. So then, like Rashi says, adraba, make a hekesh toyin levicha. Then all mitzvah says shaloyaz zaragrama noshim apaturais, and all mitzvah zaragrama noshim apaturais, and everything else is chayiv. That's the way Rashi was the kasha. The kasha is, I read Rashi inside. My commandment can ipcha iklimelov. The shaloyaz zaragrama noshim apaturais. That's how Rashi learns the Gemara's kasha. L'chayra. That you'll see here that if we know Noshma Potter, Akaponim, so here it should be, because there's a hookish to Talmud Torah, so you know Noshma Potter Tillin, and we should learn out that Mitzvah says, Shaloyaz Mangrama, because Tillin, this Mandyama holds, the Tillin, since you can wear it at night and wear it on Shabbos, it's called a Mitzvah says, Shaloyaz Mangrama, and now the heck is to say that the opposite, Mitzvah says, Loyagram Noshma Turais, and Mitzvah says, Mangrama Noshma Chayavis. So Dr. Gemara, man shamalei don't want tefillin mitzvah sasei shloyaz magrama. Who's the man yama holds that tefillin is not considered a mitzvah sasei magrama? It's Rameyer. Rameyer holds v'sava lo shnei ksum balke echad v'chol shnei ksum echad eim alamdim. Like goes like this. Rameyer will hold that if you hold mitzvah sasei shloyaz magrama, so then you still can learn out from mamatzinu that you still can learn from mamatzinu. That you chayiv, you learn from Ramatzino that you're still chayiv by mitzvah says shaloyaz magrama and by mitzvah zagrama you potter. Why? Because you would learn that from Ria. We have the oyle regel is a clear niyat zechurcha. It's a mitzvah says magrama and noshim apturos. So we'll learn out from Ria to everywhere else that is potter. I learned from matzah and hakel. That was one of the kashas. No, Rameyer holds shnei ksum vankechad imalam. It's not a kash matzah and hakel. And the same thing when it comes to being chayiv on mitzvah saseh shaloyaz mangrama, you're going to be chayiv from learning out from Myra, learning out from Ishir and Tiro. I learn out from Talmud Torah, Pidya Ben, and Tfilin Yikthoron for good measure that those things are potter, and the mitzvah saseh shaloyaz mangrama is still potter. So that would say no, because it's shloisha ksuvim vankechel, or shnei ksuvim vankechel, deim alam, and it's all Rameya Shita. So if you're Rameya, bottom line is learn from Re'iyah, not from Tfilin. You could learn from Duksuvim, and you also film mitzvah says shloyaz magrama. So now, now you're up the creek. How are you going to have a limud? So the Gemara says, no, fear of Yudah also, you learn from Re'iyah. I learn out from Matzah and Hakel that Yechayiv, and he holds Melamdin. Mishum to have a mitzvah, Simcha v'hakel shloyish ksuvim v'kechon. The shloyish ksuvim v'kechon and Melamdin is three ksuvim v'kechon. Matzah, Simcha, and Hakel. And we said before that simcha is a din on the husband. He'll argue in Abaya, like Rashi says. We see like Abaya, isha b'al misamcha, it's own chiyuv. So there's three places where the isha is chayiv. Matzah, simcha, and hakel. So shloish suktuv echad ve'ein melamdim. Now Tosis asks, okay, good, you took care of that problem. What about the other problem? If he holds melamdim, so why learn out by mitzvah says shloyaz magrama? Why learn out from Talmud Torah Pidya Ben that you are potter by mitzvah says shloyaz magrama? And for Tosfos, Tosfos Masech Mashum, that he doesn't hold Reichen and Breika. Therefore, there's three Ksuvim Malkechad. You have Puravu, Talmud Torah, and Pidyon HaBen that say that you are Potter, and you'll learn enough from there, because there it's Shloish Ksuvim Malkechad, Ve'im Malamdin. So the bottom line is that you learn out either from Tfilin or from Re'iyah that a mitzvah saseh, Shazman Grama, is Potter. And why do you learn out from Matzah and Hakel? Either because you have a Hekish, or because shloish ksuvim v'kechad, because you put in simcha there, shloish ksuvim v'kechad v'malamdin, that's where you can't learn out from matzah and hakel that ladies chayiv. Therefore, ladies are potter from a mitzvah saseh shazma and grama. And we actually had a toast before about that if they want to do the mitzvah, they can make a bracha, but they're potter. The be'etzim potter from shofar, lulav, and sukkah. Zok to Maravaita. The Mishnah said v'chol mitzvahs lo yisaseh. Until now, we're discussing mitzvahs saseh, positive commandments. Mitzvahs lo yisaseh alav, ladies are chayiv. How do you know? Menorah nimiuli. No matter what, it's saif and sagruz. Zman grama, not zman grama. Ladies are chayiv and lachem. How do you know? Menorah nimiuli. The Rav Huda Marav, can't tell the Rav Shmuel Makra. Says in the pasuk, Isha Isha Yasuko Chatas Adam. And we mashve Hishva Kosev Isha Lish. We say that Isha and Isha are the same. They're equal. When it comes to Chatas Adam, it comes to lachem, comes to Einshin. Lechol Hishva Kosev Isha Lish. Lechol Einshin Matayif. All Einshin, they're chayiv just like a man, which is lachem, which is chayiv Malkus and lachem. They're chayiv just like a man. The Rav Lozatana Amakra didn't pasuk. It's a different pasuk for a different thing. That they also have all the dinei mamonos. Not only do men have dinei mamonos, ladies have also. How do we know? Amak rabba asher tasim lefneim. Put in front of them, everyone. Hishvakas ishul ish, the whole dinei shetara, all dinei. Third drasha we have, v'chizki atana makra, what happens if an animal, a shar, kills a isha isha? So is there chi of kaifer? Is there chi of skila for that shar? Or maybe dafka by ish? So the pasuk says, v'himis isha isha, hishvakas ishul ish, chol misa shevetara. If anyone kills the isha, that they have the same din as the killer ish. Now we have three different drashas. We have a drasha for the oinshim, we have a drasha for dinim amanus, and we have a drasha for a hargon, someone who kills them. But tzrichi, need all three. The ishminach kamaisa mishum kapara chas rachman Allah. Her has rachman is because she needs a kapara, and therefore we say she's chayiv malchus. Our dinim, maybe the ish, the bar masa matanin, ish aloy. Maybe by dinim amanus we say, you know, the main businessman is the ish. We don't have to worry about the isha. Was not a big businessman. Kamash long that the isha is chayiv also dinim amanus has all dinim amanus both ways to her and back, and to her and from her. If you say only dinim amanus, I say mishum tchiusi. They have to have dinim amanus because then she's not going to have any life. She'll steal from them, they'll steal from her, and everyone's going to separate from her because she's no dinim amanus. So that's why there's dinim amanus. But a kaifer, but you would say by kaifer, ema, you have a kaifer ish the bar mitzvahs, the top on base ish the bar mitzvahs ish that is chayvim all mitzvahs in. There's a the chiv if behemah kills the ish that you chayv kaifer and everything else. But isha alive, isha has done all the mitzvahs, maybe not. You would say this has at least even a shaman. That's why we have a history ish lish. Therefore, you need all these three halachas that isha lish is for lavim, for dinim amanus, and for hargav.